Question is, why did God give us free will if he knew that we could misuse it to act in evil ways? There are two different points over here. One is God's giving, second is our choosing. The two cannot be conflated, the two cannot be mixed together. In the Vedanta Sutra, Ramanujacharya, in his commentary Sri Bhashya, analyzes this point. And he says that the free will that the Absolute Truth has given, that and as he uses the word, just say Prabhupada uses the Supreme Personality of God, Ramanujacharya would often use the word Ananta Guna Sampanna Sri Narayana. So Ananta Guna Sampanna. Prabhupada says Krishna has six opulences. So Narayana. Rama says Ananta Guna Sampanna, is endowed with unlimited qualities. So Narayana has given qualities, has given free will out of his love. Why, how is it out of love? Because without free will, we would just become like robots. We would become like robots. So now if we look at even ordinary life, now parents want the good of their children. And the parents would tell their children, do this, don't do this, so that the children will make healthy choices. The parents will be happy if the children obey them. But ask any parent, no matter how troublesome or disobedient the children become, would any parent want to replace a child with a robot?
You know, I don't want children because they disobey me. A robot will always obey me.
No, with a robot there will be no love. So, now, if this applies even to our normal parent-child relationship, what about God? It applies all the more. So, the purpose that God has given us free will is for the reciprocation of love. Now, God provides us facilities as scripture and as the voice of conscience within, so that we can make right choices. But then, it's up to us whether we make wrong choices. Now, the expertise of God is that our wrong choices, we get consequences for them. And by through the consequences, gradually we learn. Now it's important to understand that karma is not primarily a system of punishment. Karma is primarily a system of education. The punishment that is there is primarily for elevating, for prompting us to elevate our consciousness. So, Krishna has provided systems by which we can learn and we can make right choices. And yes, if somebody makes a wrong choice, say there's a terrorist who blows up some big building, but that person, the terrorist, is using free will in a very grievous way. Now we may say that, okay, that person is using the free will in a bad way, but what about all those who get victimized by that? Now that is Krishna's expertise, that those people are also getting reactions to their specific karmas that they may have done at that time. Now that does not mean that we become unsympathetic and think that all sinful people are suffering in that. No, we are meant to deal with people based on how they act in this life. That's the whole system of the king, is to maintain justice. So we don't become hard-hearted. But the point is that Krishna's expert mind is such that even when a soul misuses the free will, that soul learns through that misuse. And secondly, others don't get unjustified suffering. They may get some suffering, but that is a reaction for their own past karma. And in that way, Krishna, firstly, by giving free will, provides a facility for, make sure that we have the opportunity to love. And secondly, by creating a system by which we can learn from the misuse of free will, Krishna helps us to gradually come back to the right track. That's why, as I said, Vedanta Sutra's commentators explain that the free will that Brahman has given to the Anubrahman, that is actually a mercy of the Absolute Truth.